It's something the Supreme Court has never ruled on. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Presidential immunity, but they will soon after today's oral arguments.
John Sauer, the attorney for former President Trump, argues if a president can be charged, tried, and jailed after leaving office,
that looming threat will distort the president's decision-making precisely when bold and fearless action is most needed.
Justices probed limits like accepting a bribe or even assassinating a political rival, as Justice Sonia Sotomayor put in a hypothetical.
Is that within his official acts that for which he can get immunity?
It would depend on the hypothetical, but we can see that could well be an official act.
It could, and why?
Other justices worried about opening a precedent that does not shield presidents from abuse from overzealous prosecutors.
Fox's Jared Halperin, an opinion from the justices expected by the end of the court's current term, likely in late June. The former publisher of the National Enquirer on the stand in former President Trump's business records trial today in New York.
David Pecker answered more prosecution questions about making negative stories on the defendant vanish during the 2016 campaign. At one point, Pecker said on the stand, he believed model Karen McDougal's claim of an affair with the former president was true, and the story should be bought and buried. He also testified he believed the former president knew of McDougal's deal, giving him rights to any story about her being with a married man.
Fox's Gernal Scott, New York's Court of Appeals, has thrown out Harvey Weinstein's New York rape conviction because of mistakes made by the trial judge, including allowing women to testify about their encounters with Weinstein that were not included in the charges against him. Weinstein will get a new trial, but he will also remain in prison on a 16-year sentence for a rape conviction in California. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
President Biden touting his economic policies today, despite a poor report on the country's gross domestic product.
Stocks sliding Thursday following news the U.S. economy slowed in the first quarter. GDP growth coming in at 1.6% under the 2.4% forecast and the slowest reading since spring of 2022. Inflation also proved more stubborn than expected. Personal consumption expenditures, the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, rising at a 3.4% pace, far exceeding the 1.8% pace last quarter, a rain cloud on hopes for interest rate cuts. The president, with a positive outlook, touting new semiconductor chips manufacturing in upstate New York from taxpayer dollars and an investment from Micron.
Unemployment hasn't been this low for this long for 50 years.
Biden also announced plans this week to let the Trump-era tax cuts expire.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. Tension in New York as pro-Israel demonstrators march just outside New York's Columbia University. Pro-Palestinian protesters yelling from inside the campus gate, where they've been camped for nearly a week. A memorial service in Washington today for the aid workers who were killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza.
Jose Andres, the celebrity chef who started the World Central Kitchen, honored the seven aid workers at a very crowded National Cathedral in Washington.
They were the best of humanity. Their example should inspire us to do better.
He said they had one simple and dangerous mission in Gaza.
They risk everything to feed people they did not know.
The chef said there was no excuse for the killings and called for an investigation. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said his forces unintentionally hit innocent people and that his government's doing everything to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Fox's Jill Nato, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.